That's creating a raving fan. They think of me as their first contact in Greenville.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.
My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
Which I think nicely rolls us, Emily, into your third and final topic, which is about creating raving fans.
Yeah, they love me.
They're either lovers or they're haters.
And, yeah, that's right.
And I think it's funny because your topics have had such a consistent kind of waterfall where it's like Instagram building the loyal fan base and being completely transparent, which coincides, builds a loyal fan base and will grow your audience. It's a very cyclical system, but unpack your third and final secret, which is creating raving fans.
Yeah. So they all go together. I mean, the Instagram is, it's kind of like your resume. You're putting it all out there for everybody. You're being honest. So that was the second topic, and not being salesy. And then creating the raving fans. I really try and make a connection with my clients. And then even after the transaction's over, you know, I'm getting invited to the baby showers, the kids' birthday parties. Like, they know they're part of our client base now. They're friends of ours. I had a client, I think it was a couple years, maybe 2 years ago, and they had bought a house from me 2 years prior. And they have worked with other agents before. It wasn't their first home purchase. And they said, you know, I went above and beyond for them, and they'll never forget that. So 2 years ago, they called and said, we just finished our will. And in our will, we put that you are the one who will sell our house after we pass away. And I'm like, what? That's a raving fan. Somebody puts you in the will. Like, that's pretty good.
That is a first. Holy shit.
I've never heard of that
in all my not to deviate the topic, but do you know, it is real estate related, I promise, for you all and the audience listening. Do you know Up, the film? There is actually like what they call the Up House. I forget where it is, in like Chicago or somewhere. And it was this mall, and this old lady would not sell the land. It was a tiny little house, tiny plot of land. She wouldn't sell it. They offered her like well north of $1 million, which is like 10x its price. She wouldn't sell it. They built this mall around the house. So this huge U-shape missing goes around her house. And she wouldn't sell it. And she actually became friends with the foreman whose project it was, who was building this huge mall. She ended up leaving the property to him in her will. She had no children, anything. And she left it to the foreman who built the place. And the house still stands there. So you got this huge complex built, and there's this tiny little house that's cut out in it.
Crazy.
They're some raving fans right there. So when it comes to raving fans, there's a lot to be said for this. Like, I love this. This is the money. This is the whole, like, you don't try and get 10,000 customers. You're trying to sell to the same 1,000 customers 10 times, right? Oh, like, that's a raving fan, right? It's like, I forget who wrote the book when it was about essentially find your, it's like, it's not that it's 100 dream clients. That's not the right one, but it is like your raving fans. And is it like 100 or 10 raving fans? And then you just sell to them over and over again. You can build a huge business off doing great business with a very small, like sub niche group of people. Now, you gave one example from like a day to day example. I would love to get some like tangibles on like building the raving fans, whether it be like, we do events or we do follow-up, we do birthday cards, we do this, we do that. Because I think for our listeners, that would be great to have some input of like what you actually do for your email list, for your nurturing to build those people into raving fans.
Yeah, I think it all starts at the beginning of the transaction. So creating a relationship with that client and gaining their trust. So we always meet with buyers in the office first before, you know, we sign agency and go out and take a look at any properties. So in those meetings, you know, I get to learn a lot about the clients. They get to learn about me. And so we start off on a good foot there. And a lot of agents don't even start there. They're just going straight out to the house to show them a property. So establishing the trust up front in meeting that person and really being interested in their life and what they're looking for, and putting their best interest first. So it's throughout the entire transaction, trying to do things where you can go above and beyond for that client. And especially if they've worked with another agent before and then they see my level of service, they're going to be with me forever now, because I'm trying to do anything that I can think of that's above and beyond what another agent would do. So then after they close, you know, you always get a little closing gift for them. We try and make it personal to each person. So different, depends on who they are, what they'll get for a closing gift. And then following up with them after the transaction, making sure that they follow me on social after the transaction. We still will message on Instagram or send a message on Facebook, keeping in touch with them over the years. And we'll send out, football, super popular in our area. So Clemson, Carolina is the big, rivalry. So we'll send out little football magnets every year. Before COVID, we used to do a Thanksgiving event. So it was a sip and shop, thankful for you event for our clients. They would get a discount at the shop that we were at, have some charcuterie, a drink, that kind of thing. But just to get that face-to-face again with those clients. And so just staying in touch after the transaction is done, whether it's something simple like social or putting together those events where you get to see them in person again.
And how many events are you doing on like a yearly basis then? Is that, it's like you do stuff every year? Like, I don't know, you do one for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and you do one at Easter? Or do you have like preset events? And like, what do they always look like as well?
Yeah, so COVID kind of threw a wrench in all of that. We were doing the Thanksgiving event. That was the first one. And so we'll continue doing the Thanksgiving event. Other than that, right now, we don't have anything else set up. We're kind of diving back into the being more social and stuff like that. We love to, you know, grab dinner with clients and stuff like that. Our area, we've got a ton of people moving from other states, so they don't know a ton about the area. So taking somebody out to dinner or brunch and just talking about Greenville and them experiencing a restaurant is huge for them, especially when they don't know anybody. A lot of the people who move here, they've just heard about Greenville. They think it's a really cool spot and they kind of move on over. So I'm their first point of contact. They don't really know anyone else. So meeting with those people and developing a friendship and then introducing them to other clients of ours, then I mean, that's creating a raving fan. They think of me as their first contact in Greenville and the connections that I was able to give them.
Funny, one of the coolest strategies, funnily enough, it was actually one of the guys who leverages heavily YouTube. They did 2.5 million last year from organic YouTube. It's crazy. One of their strategies, I'm not sure if you ever thought about leveraging this, so here you go, is they actually put all their clients in a Facebook group together. That was a really interesting idea. And he said, because most of our sales come from out of state, so none of them know anyone. So he's like, we've got a group now of hundreds of people we've sold homes to. And they all know that it basically the group they've been sold to through us, we have events. And then also they end up meeting up with each other because it's like they've got something in common, which is us, and they've just bought a house, they're out of state. I thought that was such a unique idea that they had. I haven't heard other people leveraging. And it allowed them to build community on the back end. So now all these people associate those friendships with these real estate guys, right?
Yeah, I love that too, because those clients who move from out of state, like they don't have a dentist, they don't have a roofer, like they're constantly asking me for questions like that. So if you've got a Facebook group and they just put it in there like, hey, who do you guys use for dental, whatever, it's all right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the biggest things that you are also talking about is like when I moved down in my area here specifically, we have this thing called the neighborhood trace, right? So you're almost like creating like your own platform where you, now you're the admin and you basically are the ringleader of everything. right? Because they now think of you when they get recommendations, they get referrals and vendors. So I think this is a super unique spin because you're building your own ecosystem essentially to not only keep tabs on people, but also get them engaged with each other, which means it's going to spark ultimately more and more business and create more leverage over time.
I love that.
Yeah.
Emily, I want to give you the floor. This has been a fantastic talk, and I want to let everyone reach out to you if you will let them. So whether you're buying and selling homes, whether you've got something else going on, whether it's events, how could people reach out, whether it's phone, email, website, or I imagine social media, how could people reach out and get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely social. So Greenville_real estate, that's my social account. Email Emily@thegvlgroup.com. And then by phone, 864-430-1839.
Amazing. Now, final three questions, quick fire round straight off the top of your nut. Here we go. First one, favorite book or person you're learning from at the moment?
I just finished Atomic Habits.
Love it. Second one, what's your real estate goal in the next 12 months?
Giving great service. I didn't set a sales goal this year.
Dangerous. Third and final one then, what's the biggest obstacle that you think is going to stop you achieving your goal?
Myself.
Perfect. Emily, thank you for coming on the show. Everyone, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode and we will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.